The lands of the Burdas are located between the lands of the Khazars and those of the Bulgars. They are 15 days' march from the land of the Khazars. They obey the king of the Khazars and supply him with 10,000 horsemen. They recognize the authority of no chief. Instead, in each community are found one or two old men whose opinion they seek when quarrels arise. In principle, however, they submit to the king of the Khazars. Their lands are vast, and they live in forests. They periodically raid the territories of the Bulgars and the Pechenegs. They are valiant and brave. Their religion is like the religion of the Oghuz. They are handsome, good-looking, and well-built. If one of them quarrels with another, or suffers an injustice, or an intentional or unintentional wound, no reconciliation between them is possible until the injured party has taken vengeance. When a girl reaches marriageable age, she is no longer under the authority of her father and can choose any man she wants. The man comes and asks the father for her hand, and her father says yes or no according to the wishes of his daughter. They have camels and cattle and lots of honey. Most of their wealth comes from marten pelts. They are divided into two types, one of which burns their dead and the other inters them. Their lands are flat and most of their forests are kalange trees. They cultivate fields, but most of their wealth comes from marten pelts and wool. Their territory is 17 days' march in length and breadth.